أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والبدن جعلناها لكم من شعائر الله لكم فيها خير فاذكروا اسم الله عليها صواف فإذا وجبت جنوبها فكلوا منها وأطعموا القانع والمعتر كذلك سخرناها لكم لعلكم تشكرون لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا إن الله لا يحب كل خوان كفور صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the discussion yesterday in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about that mansak, that appointed duty and sacrifice that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had appointed for each and every nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, beginning with ayat number 36 of Surah Al-Hajj, وَالْبُدْنَ جَعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ. Budan refers to the bigger animals in which there are seven shares, that of the camel and the cows, etc. Here particularly the ulama have stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the camel, جَعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ, that we had made it for you from the sha'air, from the salient features of Allah, from the symbols and the signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَكُمْ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ, and in it there is good for you. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these animals again, because they were the animals that were used to be taken when the Hujjaj would go for Hajj in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and even after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these animals would be marked and they would be taken to Baytullah and they would be sacrificed in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence these animals were regarded as a symbol and a token of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا صَوَافَّ, that remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while these animals are standing in straight lines, whilst they are lined up. The great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, used to say that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers more to the camels than the other animals, because the other animals, we will generally make them lie down on the side and then they will be slaughtered and sacrificed for the name, in the name of Allah. But as far as the camel is concerned, the camel will be made to stand on three legs and one leg will be tied, and then nahar will take place where the gullet or the throat of the animal is slit open. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are lined up, in other words standing, and Allah Rabbul Izzat refers to the camels. فَإِذَا وَجَبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا, when its sides fall, in other words after these camels are slaughtered and sacrificed, then they fall down to the ground, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا, then eat from it, in other words eat from the meat of it. وَأَطْعِمُ الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرُ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, feed the qani'. Qani' is that person who is content, and mu'tar is a person that is in need. The commentators have explained that in the previous ayats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about ba'is al-faqir, that you will give that person who is poor in need, that person who is weak, who is destitute. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about feeding, and Allah speaks about two other qualities. One is qani'. Qani' is that person that does not move from his place, from his abode, although he may be in need, but he does not go out asking or in anticipation of asking from anyone. Mu'tar is that person who does not anticipate help from anyone, or he does not ask anyone, but he goes to a place of anticipation. In other words, he goes to such a place where he will anticipate that people may give him, but he will not ask from those people. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرْنَاهَا لَكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala says that in a similar manner, we had subjected these animals for you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you may observe shukr and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the fact that if you look at these huge animals like the camels and the cows and the buffaloes and all those type of animals, that they are huge and they are large, they far outweigh us, they have more strength and energy than ourselves, but yet when it comes to the slaughtering and sacrificing of these animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjected these animals to insan so that man can utilize the meat and man can slaughter these animals in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لَيَّنَا لَاللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further speaks about the spirit of the sacrifice and this qurbani, that it is not the luhum, it is not the flesh of the animals, wala dima'uha, nor is it the blood of the animals that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walakin yanaluhu taqwa minkum, but it is the taqwa, it is the piety of the heart of a person that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the intention, the free will, that we slaughter and sacrifice these animals for the sake of Allah, that is what reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and in a similar manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had subjected these animals to you, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ, so that you may celebrate the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, in that manner and in that way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided you. And when we slaughter these animals, we say, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. One is we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in the previous ayat Allah said, فَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ, and here we say Allahu Akbar, because Allah ta'ala says, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا حَدَاكُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and give glad tidings to those who do good in whatever they do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the reward only from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Concluding the actual discussion of Hajj and the Qurbani and the Dam and all the sacrificed animals with regards to the Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wards away from those who have brought iman. Allah wards away the enemies of Islam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the discussion of Hajj and the Baytullah and the animals that are slaughtered in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begun, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah spoke about those disbelievers, that on the one hand they had kufr, number two, they stopped the believers from going out in the path of Allah, and they also stopped them from the Baytullah in the 6th year of the Hijrah. Our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stopped, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes also now with this discussion, and Allah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ward away the disbelievers. The 6th year of the Hijrah, they stopped Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed. The 7th year of the Hijrah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, by the clause of the treaty, made Umratul Qadha, the Qadha of that Umrah. And then in the 8th year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought Fateh Makkah, and the victory of Makkah Mukarramah had come, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would ward away these enemies and those who stopped the Muslims from going out to the Baytullah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like, does not love those who are treacherous, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who are ungrateful, that for a while they may seem to have power in this world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soon ward them away, and Allah ta'ala will soon destroy them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.